It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Well, welcome back to Trot's Life, big fella. Where's your name on that list, Toby? No, I won't be on that list, big fella. I'm going to get to Mildura tonight and for a meeting tomorrow, and then I'll be heading home to Melbourne. I've got the family over the Easter weekend, so as you can imagine, I'm pretty keen to get home, get a few. I've actually got a few days off, which is nice, 4 days in a row. Basically, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, which over the recent sort of 6 months, as those sort of weekends off have been few and far between as such. So that's strange. Jamie Cockshutt's supposed to be on with no sign of him. Let's text him and see what he's up to. He's there. Jamie, how are you, mate? You're there. What's happening?
Not too much, mate. Not too much. Just watching a bit of NBA basketball, and I'm just about to have a chat to you, mate, about the upcoming Easter Cup at Launceston on Saturday night.
Oh, now, I think I've calmed down a little bit. I've taken a few deep breaths, but Sunday night should have been a false start, sure to God.
Yes, I said straight after the out of the start, it was a pretty average from the powers to be to not see that. But I'm not a starter, Toby, so I can't comment too much.
Correct.
But I'm just glad that he was declared a non-runner for the punters that were on him. But it's probably not a bad thing because he's found a race, a $20,000 race on Sunday night that he will be winning.
It's a $14,000 race. He may be winning.
$14,000 race, is it? But he's very well placed in that Mickey O. But last Sunday night, it was a little bit of a schmozzle, mate.
I have no issue with the starter making the first mistake. That happens, right? Horses are going here, there, and everywhere. You can't have your eyes in nine places. I get that. But isn't that the point of seeing it then and saying, oh, hang on a second, I've made a mistake here, this is a false start, blow the whistle or whatever the system is down there and call them back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, mate, I'm 110% agreeing with you, Toby. I was pretty vocal after the race and all that, so I had Michio going in a good multi-bet, but it didn't matter in the end. I got most of my money back because he was declared a non-runner, But it was. I'm sure everybody's in agreement with myself and yourself, Toby, and what we're saying about the start of that race.
So we're not all by myself here?
No, we're not all by myself. But we're getting to the Easter Cup. It's a good race, but Star Major's clearly the one to beat.
Really?
He come down, he'll be flip of the coin, not Star Major.
Have you had a shave lately?
No, I didn't actually have to have one today, mate, to be honest. But he will be winning. He will be winning. Mm. He's just proven, he's very stiff in the Tasmania Cup. He probably should have won that. He locked wheels a lot long after the start, lost 30 metres, and I think he got beat a couple of metres. If you take that into account, he's 3 for 4. His stand start manners are really good. The only small doubt is the capacity field.
Correct.
As long as he can get around to the breeze, he's just too strong. So as long as he don't find trouble, I reckon he'll be winning, Toby. 220, 230, I think, is very backable odds, and I'm not one of them punters that like taking short odds, to be honest.
Do they have a brawn shaver at all in Vietnam? You should try one, mate. They go all right.
Yeah, but, Melanion won that race, but, we just talked about Michio not going around in it. So, you've got to put... And magician. So, last week we talked about the classic of magician and Mickey O.
Yeah, it didn't happen at all.
And if you take them two out of the race, Melanion would have been, clear favourite. So he got the job done. But Barry won in a stand start. I just hate Barry won in the stand start race, especially off the front line because you've got horses down the outside It's not like a mobile. You've got to hold your line in a stand start. You know, some of them are a bit wayward and they hang down the track. So he's going to have to begin very well, Melanion. And if he does happen to hold him out, well, he's right in the race. But I'm just thinking, you know, Coolwater Paddy flies away from the tape. So I'd be disappointed if Coolwater Paddy didn't cross Melanion early. You got the Shallows who flies away as well. And, yeah, so it's going to be tricky, but like you said, you don't ride off Dean Braun. He's had a great record in Tasmania over the last 10 to 15 years when he brings horses. So, like, he's a clear danger. You know, Gordon's Bay didn't have much luck last time. If the favourite runner's found a bit of trouble, you know, then you got Miss Pappenhausen all by myself. Coolwater Paddy flies away, but he just struggles the last 200. It's over 2,200 at the Easter Cup. I'd give Coolwater Paddy a good chance because he's going well.
He is going well, mate.
Yeah, he is, but it's a great race, but Star Mage is clearly the one to beat, Toby. Clearly the one to beat, mate. And I reckon you'll struggle to get Black Figures, to be honest, come race time.
Oh, I don't know. We had a discussion last week about I'm Ready Jet and Queen Elida, and I was all by myself there. Everyone was on at me about Queen Elida. I was in the I'm Ready Jet camp. And basically, and I said this on air, I don't want to hear the excuse next week that she got well back and it was a big field and she had to get around them all. And I just feel it's the same case for Star Major. If he gets too far back and has to get around them all, he has to work mid-race. I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of reasons that can go wrong. And when there's things like that, that's when I turn away from the favourite in the race.
Oh, no, I understand 100%, but his racing pattern, he's doing it tough.
Yeah.
So once the pace settles, I'm sure Gareth, he'll be off and around. And I don't reckon there's any horses that'll hold him out. You know, plant him three wide. You know, if he gets to the breeze, he'll probably even roll to the top. Depends what, you know, stage of the race he gets there. You know, if he goes away, I'm very confident he'll be winning. But like you said, there's 15 horses. There's some horses in there that... Are going pretty average. So if he got caught up behind them and blocked in, well, there's a chance. So that's why I reckon Gareth will take bad luck out of the equation. As soon as the pace settles, mate, he'll be off and around him and take bad luck out of it. But, you know, he will be suspect late, especially if there's a horse cant on his back that can sprint a quick couple hundred metres, and that could be the likes of Melanion, Gordon's Bay, you know, Miss Pappenhausen even, and All By Myself. Yeah, you know, they're very capable of sprinting a quick couple hundred metres with a soft trip, and so he will be left vulnerable, but I'm pretty confident he'll get the job done.
Now, you'll be well familiar with my trip to Burnie. You probably know a bit more about it than some of the listeners, but I met a guy down there named Snowy behind the bar who, mate, it just if a quintessential Australian, a volunteer, a dedicated person over so many years to so many different clubs and his local community. And there's a first start two-year-old called Snowy Will Rev for Craig Hayes in the Keith Stanley Debutant. It takes on Team Langley. But, boy, I'd love to see this to be a good horse for him.
Well, by all reports, it is a good horse, mate. I keep getting a message every Tuesday from Big Philly. Oh, the two-year-old race hasn't held up again. And he's a very good type, mate. He's a very good type. He won his trial about 5 weeks ago and he went 2 minutes, and I jokingly said to Mick, well, I said, that's why they're not holding up, mate. You showed your horses up too much at the trials running 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And but I'm glad it's got off the ground this week. You're taking on Team Langley, but the one from their stable, which is a better one, is Stone Writer.
Okay.
Got plenty of ability and very quick. So I'd love to see Snow wherever in front, Stone Writer camped on his back and just see, you know, dash up the straight and just, you know, have a good look at him. But I think Snowy Will Rev will win. You know, making one of the better bets on the card, to be honest. You know, Craig Hayes just done a great job with the young horses and, you know, Gareth's in the gig. So I'm tipping Gareth to have a pretty big night, to be honest, Toby. And like you said, you've met most of the Will Rev guys up at Burnie. You know, they're a great bunch of fellas and they deserve all the success they get because they put plenty in.
They led me astray, mate. They led me astray. I was just an innocent victim in all of that.
I've got a bit of footage of that. I might have to share that one day.
Have you really? Oh, dear.
I reckon I could get it. You know, like, when you become rich and famous, I might be able to blackmail you at some stage.
Yeah, well, you've got the rich, and we'll work on the famous between us, will we?
Yeah, but nah, there's that one. But there's a lot of short price favourites, to be honest, Toby. I reckon there's five or six horses that will go around at odds on Saturday night, which is not an ideal punting card, but, you know, it's good seeing good horses back. You know, you got Indelible, you know, in the J&M final for Clayton Tonkin. Tasmanian owned, Tasmanian bred, so it's great to see her back here for the Dornoffs, but, you know, she'll be winning. She'll be $1.15, $1.20. I think Tambro's Tilly will win the Alan Williams Memorial first up. She'll be, you know, $2.50. Just Tiger in the Sinbad Bay final. You know, I think he can win at $2.80. So there's a good punting card. It's just getting the right odds. And, you know, Mickey O's a moral as long as he goes away in the Kevin Gillies Memorial. And, you know, I reckon we can get $2.20, $2.30 early. He might not start that price. But yeah, so there's a good punting card for the punters that like to take the short odd horses on Saturday night at Launceston. And, yeah, so be good to get a big crowd and good turnover because this is our feature race meeting the north of the state.
If Mickey O doesn't step, who would win that race? I can't. Well, Cemetery Bay stands out a little bit, but it couldn't be a Windy Hanover, could it? He couldn't win that, could he?
Well, I'll tell you what, if Windy Hanover won it, would he burn at Woods? You'd hear him from Launceston to Melbourne if it won. One thing about Windy Hanover, mate, he's got great stand start manners and he's got the front mark, so he'll lead early and he'll hand up to the right horse. And if you've got a crack at him, he can sprint a pretty sharp, you know, 200-300 metres. So if Mickey O had to do a fair bit of work in the run or missed away, well, it wouldn't entirely shock me at all. But, you know, just looking at him, I think Mickey's rating over 100 and all the others are 60s and 70 raters. So, you know, that just shows you the difference in class. And, you know, I think there's six or seven runners off the same mark as him. So he's superbly placed to bounce back into the winners list, to be honest. But yeah, I reckon Lil Ripper can find the lead off Windy Hanover early, and yeah, she's ran some good races and she goes well in front, so it'll be an interesting race, but I'm pretty keen on Mickey O.
If Lil Ripper leads and Windy's on its back, those two will have their oars out.
Oh, but yeah, they sure
two
will,
rowans.
Mate.
They'll be rowing and rowing.
Yeah. They'll be rowing and rowing down the straight, mate.
Oh,
yeah.
Jamie, you've missed it, haven't you? Love your work, mate. Thanks for jumping on and having a look at the Easter Cup and slotted in beautifully. And best of luck to everyone with runners down there, and particularly Snowy Will Rev. I think I'm going to follow his career very, very closely for reasons we've alluded to.
No, he'll be a good horse, mate. He'll be a good horse, that's for sure. You enjoy your Easter break, Toby, and one thing I'm disappointed about, every year since I was about 6 years old, I've always had a Humpty Dumpty, and I can't get one this year. So I'm very disappointed in that, mate. So I wish you could fly your private jet over.
I'll find one, and I'll send you footage of me eating it.
You prick.
See you, Jamie.
All right, mate. Take care, mate, and enjoy a few days off.
Don't fall off the wall. See you, Jamie. Jamie Cockshut. Let's get a breakaway a bit late for the news. Short segment, got Pogasolder still to come.